Glory to thee, who hast shown us the light. Glory to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill among men.
Holy God, holy.
of the Spirit of Truth, who art all places and fills all things, treasury of blessings and giver of light, come and abide us in presence of radiant purity, and save our souls. Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace and will of men. Glory to God in the highest heaven, peace and will of men. O Lord, open not my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise.
It is time for the Lord and to bless us.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever, unto ages of age.
Amen. Pray for me.
The Lord God direct your steps in every good work.
Remember me, holy.
The Lord God remember your heavenly kingdom, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of age.
Amen.
Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thine is the majesty, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Glory to thy cross. Holy Mother, Let us attend.
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Rejoice in the Lord, for you are righteous.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that you may always have enough of everything and may provide an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your resources and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God.
Peace be to you, Reeves.
And to your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
When the herdsmen saw what had happened,
They fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then people went out to see what had happened, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who had seen it told them how he who had been possessed with demons was healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gadarenes asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into a boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare all that God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming through the whole city all that Jesus had done for him.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to
thee. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Last week, you remember that in the Gospel reading, Jesus talked about, it was the parable about the sower. The parable about the sower, the teaching about the sower, the guy that planted his seed. And if you remember, Peter Michael's taught about, interpreted what those dropping the seeds in the four different spots was like. Today we hear of St. Paul's epistle using the same analogy of the sower. And he basically says, using this analogy of the sower, with those that give of themselves. He says, if you sow a little, you only plant a little seed, you're only going to get a little bit back. But he says, if you plant a lot of seeds, then you're going to get a lot back. And then he continues, as I mentioned, referring that to giving. Each one must do as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And then he continues from there. As you know, if you didn't notice, when you pull into our parking lot, it's like not bumpy and stuff anymore. The sewers are fixed. They're not crumbling. And there's more work that will be done next year, adding another 2 inches of asphalt. But for now, the bulk of the work has been done. As you know, this is your house. This is our house. This is a place that we built years ago, others, not so many, most of us, some of us were here when they built this church almost 50 years ago. And it was built so we could come and worship God. It was built so we could baptize our children into the faith. It was built so our people that wanted to get married could come and get married in the church. It was built so that we lived a long or even a short life, we could bury our dead, those that have fallen asleep in the Lord, from the church or the funeral service. Let alone all the other services we do here at the church. me, and not for each of us as individuals, but it was built for our community, for our family, so that we can come and live out the faith of our fathers, to live out our Orthodox faith. Now, when we built this church almost 50 years ago, we know that things are going to start breaking down, because nothing lasts forever. So things are going to start breaking down. So we replaced the parking lot about 23, 25 years ago. It broke down and needed to be replaced again. Now some of us would say, well, you know, we should be doing something else. And that's fair. Because there's a lot of us that belong to our family, and some of us have different opinions about stuff. Again, that's normal, and that's fair. But at the end of the day, when our family decides, but this is the way we're going to move forward, then we've got to move forward. Years ago, I don't know how many, Mike, we got the new boilers, all those things. 15 years? When we got the new boilers, it was the same thing. We needed it. We needed it, not for me, not for Mike Silpah, who really pushed the council and our parish to get the new boilers, but so that we could have in this house of God that we built for us, so that we could worship, so that there would be heat. And it worked right. And it was more efficient. I can go on and on. My point is, when people can give of themselves, as St. Paul says, in a cheerful way, their heart, their own individual heart, rejoices, can be at peace. That's what, how God wants us to give. He wants us to give, not reluctantly, as St. Paul says in the epistle, but generously. It's amazing. I should say it's amazing. It's a blessing for us. When there's a need in our parish for a poor family or someone that doesn't have medical insurance or just whatever the need might be, we have individuals in our parish that hear it and are ready to give. Generously and with a cheerful heart. Others of us, we have to have our arms twisted. It's sad. But some of us have to do it that way. But that's not what God wants. God wants that cheerful heart. Because you'll be at peace in giving up yourself. Years ago, when all of us were baptized, one of the things that happened at that baptism was we cut a little bit of the baby's hair. For those that might have been adult baptized as adult, we still cut a little bit of your hair. And what's the point of that, what we call the tonsuring? What's the point of that? It's to offer ourselves back to God. And as that baby grew and got older, they offered themselves in different ways back to God. But that offering should always be as at the time of that person's baptism. How joyful it was. How wonderful it was that a new person was a part of our family. A new person was brought into the church so that when we said the Lord's Prayer, that new person could say with us, "Our Father who art in heaven." And that was a joyous day because it brought a new person into our family. And the same joy that happened at that baptism is the joy we want people to have in their heart when there's a need in the church. A joy when people have in their heart when we have our offering form that we fill out. A joy in our heart to give of ourselves. And as it says in St. Paul's epistle, God will bless us abundantly. If you don't want the blessing, don't be a cheerful giver. I don't know what else to say. Really, I don't. Some people think that, you know, the church is just a bank, they like to just take our money. No. We use the money to do God's work around here. Eddie, who's talking back there? Ushers. The kids. Joyfully we receive those gifts. But when the church is in need, and not just when it's in need, when we just have our regular, we're going to have a trade today like we have every Sunday, be cheerful in your gift. Be generous in your gift. The money's not going into anybody's pocket. The money's being used to do God's work. And the more money that we have, the more work that we can do for God. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be having our general assembly. And we're going to have the ministry reports, what it is that people are doing and the groups are doing in our church. And there's a lot going on. And there can be a lot more if we had more money, more resources to do God's work. So when you are thinking of today's official meeting, and remembering last week's gospel reading about the parable of the sower, don't think to sow sparingly a little bit. There's only a little will come back. The more you sow at your parish of St. George, the more abundant St. George can be. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I have a number of announcements. First of all, our sympathies to Ron Haddad and the Haddad family on the falling asleep of his brother and our parishioner, Roland. Today also, it's not the bulletin, there's a holy prayer offering from Zahra of Waika in memory of her husband, Hanna, and Akala. This week is a soup kitchen. And our monthly time at the soup kitchen. If you'd like to go, it's from 9 to 12:30 on Tuesday morning. If you need more information, please contact Johnny Eshop. His number is in the bulletin. We've always had Little Combine on Wednesday, and then the last couple of weeks we've had the Sawyer Wednesday afterwards. This week, Little Combine will be on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and then following that will be Explore Our Faith. If you have questions about exploring our faith, speak to Deacon Mike. The OCF that normally meets here at St. George every 4 to 6 weeks, this week will be at St. Mary Magdalene. So if you have college-age people or young adults, a little bit older than college-age, that would like to participate, they're more than welcome to come. As I mentioned, our General Assembly on November 17th, there's a number of things that happen at that time. One of the things that happened is we elect 3 new people to the parish council, qualified individuals. That's in the bulletin. The deadline for nominating those people are Tuesday, the 22nd. If there are new people that have not been on the council before, we encourage new people to come and participate in that ministry of the church, of doing the ministrations of the church. We have a nominee seminar that will take place tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If that doesn't work for you, just speak to me, and we'll find another time to do that seminar. The other thing that we have are for those in need of a proxy. There's 3 reasons for us to get proxies.
One if you have are going to be out of town. One if you're sick. And one if you're a shut-in. You never kind of leave your home. You don't leave your home for copies or photos or whatever. If you need a proxy to give for Honorable Whiteman, the chairman of our council, or myself. The last thing I wanted to mention before I mention Youth Month that we finally started in the middle of the month is that Arab American Heritage Council has their annual banquet at the end of the month on the 30th. If you need tickets, there's information on the flyers in the lounge hanging on the bulletin board. More importantly for our college age individuals, they offer scholarships. The deadline to do this scholarship is tomorrow. So if you'd like to do that, or you know someone that would like to do that, a college student, to apply for the scholarship, please do that by tomorrow. The last thing I mentioned is about our Youth Month. This year, the teens, mainly because of me and my surgery and whatever, started kind of late, but they finally started. And we had our first gathering last Wednesday, and there was almost 20 people there. And it was wonderful. And the kids were excited, and they really wanted to do a lot of stuff. And over this year, I hope that they will be doing a lot of stuff. For now, during this month of Youth Month, they'll be reading the epistle. We thank Rayana, from Sia, that read it today. She offered to do it on Wednesday. She never did it before. We went over it yesterday, Friday here at the church, and she did a good job, don't you think? Yeah. And we'd like for you to do it again sometime, not just in October. Anyway, in October also is a national program of Special Olympics that takes place at the Ethiopian village. Special Olympians, of course, are those that have physical or mental challenges in their life. And what Special Olympics is that we have here in the state of Michigan is a camp that they have in Pennsylvania where our archdiocese, through the raising of funds by our teams on Special Olympic Day, which is today, pays for all these Special Olympians to come to the camp, and there's no charge for the food or the board or the activities, the sporting events, and it's really a great, wonderful thing. So at the end of the liturgy today, we're going to have a team or two who will be holding a basket, and they'll be passing out. Hey, did you make a donation yet?
Yeah, I did.
Passing out an icon card of St. Genevieve of Paris. And it has a little thing here about her life. And if you'd like to make a donation at the end of the liturgy after the blessing of the club, you're more than welcome to do that. Is there anyone who'd like to welcome to the church today? Members of the Joseph family that are here, it's wonderful to have you. We're sorry at the loss, of course, of Carolyn, your wife, your mother, and grandmother. We'll be having the 40 days for memorial a little later in the liturgy. Anyone else who'd like to welcome? We can please stand. Thank you.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
The cardinal ways by thy might, we may ascribe glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and up to ages of ages.
Never too much to do that.
by the power of my Holy Spirit, enable me to develop the grace of peace, and send for this thy holy faith, to perform the sacred mystery of thy holy and immaculate body and precious blood. Grant God dear unto thee, embodiment and thy grace, for not thy grace, and in the path of the out from among thy servants, and about days his may be offered unto thee by me, thy sins for a worthy servant, for thou thyself art he that offer and his offering, and accept this as privy, O Christ our God, and please his glory, together with the Lord and his Father, that all holy good and mighty in spirit, now and ever.
Selma, Elias, Angel, Ryan, Danielle, Grayson,
Susan, Giselle, Jeffrey, and Gresson, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Carolyn, Hannah, Atala, and Georgette, and your newly departed servants, God, John, Roger, George, Olivia, and Roland. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
By the act of the Lord God, our Lord, always now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Joseph, when he came down, he fought the fight of the truth, granted the fight of his wife, the dark place of the truth, and took it over to the fight, and false truth.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now set forth, let us pray to the Lord. House and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That all day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this,
O
Lord.
My angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. All things remembrance, our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, earth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Who be, O Lord.
Through the compassion of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and in life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Asalam lijmi aikum.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confirm. The doors in wisdom let us attend.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate and suffering was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge the baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
The
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto
proclaiming and saying,
begotten Son, that all believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, who, when he had come and had fulfilled all that is fixation for us, in the night in which he was betrayed, or rather, gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy and immaculate and blameless hands, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and held it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sin." And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Having in remembrance, therefore, the saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the grave, the third day of resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of all and for all. We give thee, we bless thee, we give thanks to thee, O Lord, and we pray unto thee, O our God.
Among the first be my support of our father, Metropolitan Joseph, and our Bishop Anthony, whom do thou grant unto thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and light of day, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord, our God, the Honorable Presbyterian Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly ordering of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
Of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with you all. Bless the Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, unto ages of ages.
Amen. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly, and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
And thou say, O Master, that with fullness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father,
travel by land and air, heal the sick, Thou art the physician of our souls and bodies. Through the grace and compassion and love toward mankind of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Hear us, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, from thy holy dwelling place, and from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, so thou sitst on high with the Father, and art here visibly present with us. And vouchsafe by thy mighty hand, to impart unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and for us unto all the people. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto me, the sinner, and have mercy upon me.
Let us attend.
Holy things are for the holy.
Amen.
adhere to Orthodox Christians may partake in the body and blood of Christ. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and recent participation in the sacrament of confession with an Orthodox priest. As always, during the church school year, please allow our teachers and the students to come forward first. Thank you.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Life everlasting. Amen. Lord, touch your lips.
Amen.
the sins of all those here commemorated by thy precious blood, through the prayers of all the saints.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us bow down before the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. Thy cross we adore, O Christ, and thy holy resurrection we praise and glorify, for thou art our God, and beside thee we know no other to be called upon thy name. O come, all ye faithful, let us adore Christ's holy resurrection, the oath of the cross, his joy coming to all the world, ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, divine through the cross of our saves. He asks us for our death, our death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord had gone, and be exalted, and be glad with Theotokos, and rejoice in the resurrection of thy sins. How pure, thou divine, how pure are thy words, O Christ, that thou hast promised to live this at the end of the age, having this is the age of our hope, we the faithful rejoice.
Christ. O God, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance.
Exalt, Master. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. And they glory from all the earth. Be thou the Father, God above the heavens, and they glory from all the earth. Be thou the Father, God above the heavens, and they glory from all the earth.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Ascribe glory and thanksgiving and worship to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
spirits of the righteous made perfect. Give rest to the souls of thy servants, O Savior, and preserve them in that life of blessedness which is with thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Thou art our God, who descended into Hades and loosed the bonds of those who were there. Thyself give rest also to the souls of thy servants.
Our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine energy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, the great martyr Artemius of Antioch, who remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us.